Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
If the Steelers go 0-3, they got a 2% chance to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's correct. I like this graph. I love this, actually. I'm going to keep this with me.
Way to go, Kyle.
All right. James Conner also banged up. Yeah, they're
missing that.
For the Steelers?
In the NFL, dudes dropping like flies.
Well, it's the NFL.
I wish I could turn like Madden. You could turn the injuries off. You ain't got to worry about it.
Like some damn mosquitoes.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. He wants to talk about the Niners' start. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, guys. You know, several weeks ago I said the Niners will be in the playoffs, possible competing for a Super Bowl. And, you know, starting off 2-0 on the road like that, come on now, that's great. And then, you know, Big Ben being injured, you know, James Conner, Drew Brees, you know, you don't hope for injuries. But, you know, just like teams took advantage of the Warriors' injuries, Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant, you know, Big Ben and Conner, they're like the Klay and Durant of their team. So I guess the Niners are going to be Toronto Raptors-esque, at least for this week. So at the end of the day, Kyle Shanahan, he's proven that he's one of the best play callers, you know, in the league, top three. You know, Jimmy G. You know, I don't want to hear nothing, no critics about him. I don't want to hear, oh, they rested their stars. I don't want to hear, oh, well, he won, but his stats weren't good. Like we always hear, you know, bad stuff at the bottom. So he proved on the road he didn't play good games. So I like what this team is looking like, y'all. So go Niners. We're going to be 3-0. I'm guaranteeing that.
You are? Lock it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, lock it up.
Wow.
Antonio says 3-0. Antonio's he's always been a pretty solid prognosticator, if I'm not mistaken. That's Antonio.
I didn't remember him saying that he said the Niners were going to make the playoffs. We're going to get a lot of calls
I believe him.
I haven't seen on the text line people saying, oh, I told you guys we're going to be 4-0. Really?
Not one person told me
they're going to be 4-0.
We would remember.
We were praying that they got out of Cincinnati
Antonio,
alive.
But Snotty, you're giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'll let them go.
A win is a win, says the 415. There's nothing wrong with being excited, but soon they'll play a competent team. Are the Steelers that competent team without Roethlisberger?
That's where we're going now with the 49ers. They haven't played anybody.
Yeah, I'm not.
Now we're moving the goalpost. I mean, come on, man. Let's go. They played a professional football team in Tampa Bay and Cincinnati.
Cincinnati was this surprise. Come on, man.
Not playing that game. If that's the case, you can say New England beat up on Pittsburgh and Miami.
Exactly.
What about Miami? We won't get. What was it? 43-0
teams.
Jesus.
That was your liquidate all assets game, I believe.
Yeah, it was.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wasn't there another game you liquidated all assets?
Dallas.
No, there was another game.
Well, I'll take the win. No, they won. They must have. It was the Niners.
Dolphins have been outscored 102-10.
I'm sure whatever you need's on the Dolphins, I'm sure they'll have a price.
49ers start 2-0. Is it time to get excited? Of course. Of course it is. They're 2-0. Haven't started 3-0 since 98.
1998.
Wow. Damn!
J.J. Stokes, Jerry Rice.
That puts it in
Garrison Hurst.
Remember that run against the Colts?
Jets.
Same division.
He probably had a carry against the Colts at one point in his career.
He did.
He got four. He got 4 yards. Guru remembered the play.
Right. Four yards and a cloud of dust. Take it to the house now.
98-yarder.
All righty. When we come back, we've got Roger Craig. He is possibly going to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. He's also going to talk to us about the 49ers. Roger Craig coming up at 1 o'clock. But first, let's head over to Elena and find out what's going on. 95.7 The Game. I got it right.
Thanks, Danny. What's happening on The Game brought to you by Ticket Crushers. 49ers heading home 2-0 on the season after crushing the Bengals 41-17 in Cincinnati. Jerry Rice, who joins Jolo and Dibs every Monday morning, is starting to feel something special with this 49ers team.
I don't want to jump the gun, but man, I'm starting to feel it a little bit. You know, I feel like these guys are looking really, really like contenders.
Listen to the full interview on demand at 957thegame.com or on the go using the radio.com app, where you can also listen live to your favorite 957 The Game shows. Former 49ers running back Roger Craig joins Bonte Stani and Guru at 1 o'clock to talk about the Niners running game. Michael Irvin wraps up week 2 with Damon Ratto and Kolsky at 4:30. Sponsored by Ticket Crushers. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. I'm Elena Matsourakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Bonte, Stani, and Guru present Last Call, a segment led by you, the listener. Each weekday at 1:45, we turn it over to the audience and get your take on the hottest topic of the day. And all throughout September, the best call of the day wins a Google Home Mini. No matter where you are, listen to 95.7 The Game with Google Home Mini.
Okay.
A smart speaker with a Google Assistant built right in to say, hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game for a little hands-free help.
At Farmers Insurance, the more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Get smarter about your insurance at farmers.com.
Here's another mortgage tip from your friends at Owning. Lenders must quote you both a rate and an APR. Any difference between these two reflects costs for the mortgage other than interest. Things like points, escrow, title, appraisal, or some baloney fee like $495 or $995 for, well, just because. So, when a lender says there are no costs, but the rate and the APR don't match, you're not getting an accurate story. At Owning, our 30-year rate and APR today are 3.75%. That's right. Our rates and APRs match. So no lowball rate quotes with hidden costs at Owning.
Owning Corporation. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1797976. DRE license 02063270. MLO endorsement. Call 833-852-6464 for terms and restrictions.
30-year money, 3.75% rate and APR at Owning. Call 855-5-OWNING. That's 855-5-O-W-N-I-N-G. Or log on to owning.com.
People are incredible. Messy and imperfect. We snooze our alarm clocks and burn the toast. We push the door instead of pulling and whistle while we iron. Just kidding. We don't iron. It's these quirks that make us human. And it's people like this that want to be paid on time, go to the doctor, and take a vacation. People matter. And Trinet gets it. To learn how we can help with your company's HR needs, go to Trinet.com. Incredible starts here.
Looks nice in here, honey.
Hmm.
I was going to sweep, but you seem to have
it handled.
Oh, wow. Mopping, too.
Mm.
It's like you're back on the ship deck, Sean.
Just like the ship deck, Sharon. You know me. Gotta do it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, no complaints here. It's pretty close to sparkling.
Pretty close won't cut it, Sharon.
Like you, USAA always goes above and never cuts corners because our members deserve nothing but the best. Like with a customized mobile app that offers award-winning service 24/7 so our knowledgeable team can quickly help you handle any urgent needs the right way. Because for us, good enough is not good enough. Get a quote to bundle and save on USAA home and auto insurance.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
You found the love of your life. How do you find a ring worthy of love? It's easy at the all-new Barron's Bridal Jewelry Center. Hi, this is Ronnie Heller, president of Barron's. During our Tacori Fall in Love event, choose from the West Coast's largest selection of Tacori designs. And right now, Barron's has 5 years free financing available on any Tacori purchase through October 15th on approved credit. Visit Barron's in Dublin at the Hacienda Crossings or at barronsjewelers.com. Barron's, a legacy of elegance.
We're here with Nate, who loves online dating. True or false, Nate, most people lie on their online dating profiles.
False.
Sorry, more than half of online daters are already in relationships and lie about things like their marital status, income, and appearance. But not you, right, Nate?
Nope, I'm totally honest.
Oh, no, you aren't. Turns out you live with your mom, you drive a scooter, not an SUV, and you're not a hedge fund manager, you're a hedge trimmer. Is your name even Nate?
I gotta go. Bye.
Look, people, you can't spell online without L-I-E. It's Just Lunch is the dating service you can trust. You deserve a love life that's every bit as successful as you are. That's why we deliver guaranteed dates with busy professionals just like you, set up by expert matchmakers who get to know you and care about your success. Get offline. Get on a real date and start making real connections today. Visit itsjustlunchsanfrancisco.com or call 415-989-9818 to learn more.
Tee it up at the Golf Mart this year with the new 2019 fall arrivals. Introducing the strikingly new T-Series irons from Titleist. Featuring the T100 iron designed as a player's iron, the T200 iron a player's distance iron, and the T300 iron, the complete game improvement iron. All pure Titleist. Let us help you find the right set and get custom fit today. Just a few of the new releases you'll find at the Golf Mart. Home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers since 1980.
Tired of wearing the same five shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist and delivers clothes right to your door, so you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at stitchfix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. stitchfix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
Every night I look in, something like that. Dream On or Dream Weaver? It's one of the two. Dream On. Yeah, we're allowed to dream. We're allowed to dream. Welcome back. Hey, get 5 years free financing on any Tacori purchase at Barron's through October 15th on approved credit. See Barron's in Dublin or online at barronsjewelers.com. You guys know what a montage is, right?
Yeah.
So I was watching TV and they put together a montage on all the touchdown calls.
Montage? That's how you say it?
Yeah, or compilation.
Montage. Yeah. No, I like how you say montage.
Yeah. So,
never heard it like that.
Listen.
Wow. Sounds elegant.
I don't want to tell people how to do their jobs, but if your touchdown call, all right, takes longer than it does to do your taxes, you got to get a new touchdown call.
You don't like the long ones?
I'm just saying. I mean, if your touchdown call is over 14 seconds long,
you're out.
You got to shorten it.
I'm done.
That's all I'm saying.
And how about
I
this?
I love KD.
Come on. Somebody coming at me. Uh-oh. Guru, Colts and Jets are not in the same division. In 1998, they were. Look it up.
Yeah, see, that's what you shouldn't do. Because you're letting one person.
It didn't bother me.
No, it obviously did because you responded.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to fact check.
But that's the point. You did. That's a repeat. We were talking about 1998. He's wrong. So don't. Yeah. Like, why did you have to say, hey, no, I
was
wouldn't
have
right.
known they were wrong until right
well,
now.
Can't, but now.
That's the beauty of
now,
it. Like, raid.
Now, 700,000 people have heard something they didn't need to hear and is gratuitous
okay, gotcha,
and is taken away from
I apologize
good content.
To them. All right. I apologize.
let's go to Lucky in San Francisco real quick. What's up, Luck?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Lucky?
Oh, I just wanted to sing a song real quick for you. You know?
All right.
We are the 49ers. We're coming back, fellas. We're coming back.
Wow.
Come on, Lucky. That's not much of a song. You got another verse for us?
Come on, give us something to be excited about, Lucky.
On the move. That's all I got for you.
That's all you got for us? I tell you what, Lucky, if they go 3-0, you got to call next Monday with another verse to your song. How's that?
Okay, you got it.
Cool, Lucky. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Let's play a little Gold or Fool's Gold. I kind of like this game.
It's growing on me.
We just make a statement, and is it gold or is it fool's gold? Here you go. You ready? Gold or fool's gold? Jimmy G is back. I'm going to say gold. I'm going to say gold. 49ers have the third best offense right now in the NFL, or third in point differential. Jimmy's a man.
I'm going to use trendy. I'm going to say gold. How can I say otherwise after that performance yesterday? Well, three touchdowns, one interception.
It would be sticking to your convictions and saying one game doesn't change my mind.
No,
but I guess it does.
It's been eight quarters. Okay. As the quarters continue and more time. Yesterday, he won.
I need one more game like yesterday. I'm going to say fool's gold. But I like the progression. I like the first down run. I like what Shanahan did after Jimmy Garoppolo threw the interception.
What did he see?
Well, I don't know what he saw. Five black shirts, and he just tried to make something happen. He got desperate on second and 20. Shanahan, the next possession, took the game out of his hands, ran the football to let Jimmy G know, hey, you don't have to do everything. Fool's gold, but we're getting better. It's almost gold, Steiny.
Let's say hypothetically, what's he got? He's got Jimmy Garoppolo has four touchdown passes, two interceptions. That projects out to 32 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. Do you take that right
all
now?
All day. I take it. I think you have to take it.
I'd like to see a better than 2-1 touchdown, right. But I think I would take that too. Yeah. Let's go to Manny. Manny's in Union City. What's up, Manny?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just want to say something real quick to all the haters who are saying pump your brakes, slow down. I just want to say, we're 2-0. It means something in a 16-game season, right?
Yeah.
This is not no NBA. You know, this is 16 games. If 2-0, it means a lot. So we're not going to pump the brakes. We're going to keep going, you know, and we're going to ride it out to see how it goes. Well, the Niners won this game nice and legit. They put themselves to win. They did not win just because the other team missed a field goal because they missed the ball or whatever. They put themselves to win those two games, and that's what they did. That's all I got to say.
Thanks. 2-0. Teams that start 2-0, 63% of the teams that start 2-0 end up making the postseason. All right. Round two of Gold or Fool's Gold. 49ers have the NFL's best backfield.
I'm going to say Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold.
Yeah.
It's a very good backfield, but, you know, anytime you have a backfield with Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, Their backfield's a little bit better, but Niners' backfield's nothing to sneeze at. Just not the best backfield, Snidey.
I'm going to say fool's gold, too, but I'll tell you what would make me say gold is if the sentence were the 49ers have the deepest backfield in the NFL. Maybe that's the one that gets you gold.
Yeah, because you can't get the best backfield through two games, as electric as they've been.
Right.
You know, Barkley and the Elliots, they've done it. But you talk about deep. I'm trying to think of another tandem out there. Ezekiel Elliott doesn't have a partner. I mean, he's got a rookie. I'm thinking of Saquon Barkley.
Yeah,
so you might be onto something, Stoney, regard to the Rams got something going with but Gurley is he's regressing. He ain't progressing. Yeah.
Let's go to Ed. Ed's in Pittsburgh. What's up, Ed? I take it Pittsburgh, California, not Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, correct?
That's correct.
All right. What's up, Ed? How are you, man?
How you doing, fellas?
Doing well.
Hey, I'm kind of with the last caller, man. I think we got a bunch of haters out there, and we got to just scrub them away. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, here's the deal, man. All right? Anytime you have a team to go on the road and go 2-0 and dominate the way you dominate on offense and defense, that has to give you a sign that this is a team on a trajectory to make the playoffs, okay? My thing is like this. You played in Tampa Bay. Everyone said, hey, look, Tampa Bay, it's hot there and everything, and we showed up and showed out. Right. Everyone talked about Cincinnati, how Cincinnati, you know, they hung with the Seahawks, and they did pretty well
up there in Seattle, and we come and we wax.
Right.
Okay. Well, my whole thing is, look, stop all the hating. Call it how it is. Jimmy G is actually legit. If hey, back in Tampa,
Ed,
he would have thrown.
Ed, thanks for the call. I am cutting you off because we possibly have a future NFL Hall of Famer on hold. Roger Craig, former 49er running back, joining us a little bit early. He's a busy man. He had a meeting at 1 o'clock. And so he's doing us a big favor and calling in early. Roger, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. It was such a great game, like my man said on the radio, man. You have great leaders, though. You know Lynch. You know, he won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay, so he understands what it takes to build a culture. And Shanahan's father won 3 Super Bowls, so we got the right guys who's leading the team, and we got a great leader with Jimmy G. Shit, he played with Tom Brady and won 2 Super Bowls there. You know, so when you have that kind, and then I forgot about the defense, Richard Sherman, he won one. So I mean, there's so much leadership on that team that these guys understand that when they step on that field, that they're going to be starving for their legacy, not hungry. That, you know, when you're hungry, you get 3 meals a day. You know, when you're starving, you don't know when you get your meal. And these guys are playing like they're starving. I love that. I love what I saw yesterday, and especially with the running game. You know, over 240 yards. Matt Breida had 121. And then Raheem Moe had 83. You know, total of offense, 572 yards. That reminded me of our
season, yeah,
man, with Joe Montana and the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
It was an amazing game, man. I loved it.
Hey, Roger, and we're joined by Roger Craig, former 49er running back. Before we get into the Niners too deep, I got to ask you, you're once again up for Hall of Fame induction in this class, and they're going to add 10 players to the Veterans Committee. I'm just gonna lay it right on the line. Do you think you're a Hall of Famer?
Oh my gosh, man! My first 5 years after I retired, I thought I would go in, right? And still not in yet. So it's like, what's going on here? I put up some numbers. I created history. You know, all the millennials are chasing my thousand and thousand. the only one guy did it was Marshall Faulk. And, you know, and now they got the millennials are chasing after it, you know, Gurley and the boys, you know. So, I should have went in a long time ago, but I'm not, you know, trying to be a crybaby or anything. I just, you know, start focusing on other things in life.
Right.
You know, I work for a software company. I've been with TIBCO for 20 years. And my thing is, it's not what you do on the football field, it's what you do off the field. And also, I host this rock and roll marathon for 14 years, and I host the Golden Heart Fun Run for a couple of years. You know, it's a race that we raise money, you know, for, you know, retired guys that are in dire straits in need of help, of finance, you know, help, you know, things like that. You know, just say if a widow of a former player can't pay
right,
for the funeral, you know, we have a fund that a Golden Heart fund that will pay for it. So, you know, we're doing some really positive things, starting with Eddie Bartolo creating all those things. And I love it.
49ers legend Roger Craig here on 95.7 again with Matt Steinmetz, Derek Guru Johnson, and Bonte Hill. And Roger, you're right about the Hall of Fame. Look, the second Terrell Davis got in, he had 3 phenomenal seasons in Denver, got a couple Super Bowl rings, and they got him in the Hall of Fame. When I think about Roger,
I just laugh, man.
I just laugh too, Roger. You're all decade like, team okay. in the 80s. Not to kiss your butt, because you already know the numbers. Marshall Faulk came on his airway, said he looked up to you. So I think it's a crime that you're not in the Hall of Fame. I'm just flat out saying, Roger.
It's so funny that, you know, I did 1,000 as a fullback. I wasn't a running back. I was on the field 98% of the time when I did that. And led the whole league in receiving with 92 catches. You know, I mean, I had 92 catches that same year. I led the whole league in receiving. And then when they moved me to halfback, you know, I had 2,000 yards again, total yards. I had, you know, 1,500 yards rushing. I had about 600 yards receiving. I did 2,000 in 2 different positions and made the Pro Bowl at 2 different positions. So I don't know if that's good enough for the Hall of Fame, but the one thing that would kind of really irritates me a little bit is I made the all-decade team with Eric Dickerson and Walter Payton.
Exactly.
So why are they holding me back if I'm good enough to make all-decade, you know?
So, you know, I just laugh. And when it happens, it happens. And I like what they're doing. I like what they're doing with this extra 10 guys going in.
Right.
You know, I think that's pretty cool that they're going to recognize players that deserve them to be in that Hall of Fame. I just hope they don't have 15 of us speaking at the same time. Because I mean, you know, it'd be a long night, man. People would be pissed off about that. So they got to figure out some kind of way to make it be smooth, where, you know, maybe do a video or something and ask a couple questions and then go to the next guy, you know.
Roger, I picture you running right now, man, and you ran hard. You gave it your all. We had the great Marshall Faulk on our radio station, and he said he patterned his game after you. I was like, Roger was a bad boy. Who did you pattern your game after, Roger?
Walter Payton was my mentor, man. He sent me a workout, and I carry with me every day. Everywhere I go, when I go to work, you know, I got that little package that he sent me, showing me, you know, teach me, you know, what I need to do as far as how to train in the off season. You know, it's really cool, man. And you know, and I took that to the next level. I introduced the Hills to Jerry Rice and to even some basketball players. You know, Mitch Richmond. You know, Barry Bonds came out and ran with us. You know, I ran with a lot of guys. Barry Sanders came out, and his agent called me and asked me, you know, could I train Barry? I said, sure, come on out. You know, and he lived with Dr. Ting, Art Ting.
Sure.
And we ran the hill together. His brother came out too and trained with us. And the cool thing is, we made the Pro Bowl the same year when he came out and trained with us. It was the coolest thing ever, man. Barry Sanders, running back. Okay.
Wow.
I enjoy helping people. That's what I'm all about, giving back, man. You know, so, you know, like I said, you know, the Hall of Fame, they haven't really put me in early, you know, early on after I retired. But, you know, I've done so many other things to make me feel good inside, that I'm doing positive stuff to help community and help people. At the end of the day, it's not, like I said, it's not what you do on the field, it's what you do off the field. That's what, you know, life is all about, making an impact in people's lives and making the world a better place.
Roger, I'm going to throw you a little curveball before I let you go. And you mentioned TIBCO. Obviously, you work for that company, and the owner of that company is Vivek Ranadive, who owns the Sacramento Kings.
He used to be the owner. He sold the company.
Okay.
Now Robert Streetman is our CEO.
Gotcha.
But Vivek and I, he introduced, you know, TIBCO to me, and we helped build the culture here, and it's such a positive culture. And I can see that in the 49ers right now. They have a great culture going on with having Jimmy G, having Richard Sherman, you know, having, you know, Shanahan and Lynch, those kind of guys. They understand what it takes to go to that next level. You know, and so these young guys are feeling it. I love it. I can see it. I thought that was our team out there playing, you know, this past weekend, man. It was just so amazing, man, to see these guys play with so much energy and just, you know, they're on a mission, man. These guys are on a mission. I can see it and feel it. I love it.
Roger, thank you so much for joining. I was going to ask you if you think the Kings are going to make the playoffs this year, because I know you're tight with
Vivek.
Yeah,
they look good. The Kings look great, man. I mean, they got a lot of young guys on that team, but they're starving too. I mean, I can see it. You know, when they play, man. I mean, Vivek has done a great job of you know, creating a nice culture for this franchise. Even though it was kind of tough before he bought the team, rather. You know, but he changed the culture real quick. I mean, real fast.
You know what? Vivek's hungry too, Rod.
He's starving, man.
He's
not hungry. Hungry's different, man. You know, when you're hungry, you get three meals a day, bro. Three meals a day when you're hungry. When you're starving, you'll know when you get your meal.
Hey, Roger,
when you
real quick.
Get whatever you want in life.
Roger, real quick. When you watch the running backs in today's game,
for our legacy, baby. That's why we won 5 Super Bowls.
That's exactly right, Roger. Hey, real quick, Roger, when you look at the running backs of today's game, who do you look at as guys who are starving? Is Ezekiel Elliott one of those guys who's starving? Is it Le'Veon Bell? Is it Saquon Barkley? Or is it the guys the Niners have right now with Matt Breida and Raheem Mostert?
The boys, I saw the guys on the Niners team, I mean, this past weekend, they look like they were starving, man. I mean, they're running with
hungry.
The They're making moves, running over people, you know, doing whatever it takes. It was just like it felt like, you know, it was like back in the 80s watching, you know, myself or like, you know, like, you know, Frank Gore even before, you know, after me, you know, I mean, you know, those kind of, that's how they were running, man. They ran with they're running with the purpose. They're running with the purpose like they have a job to do to get it done. And I love it.
Roger, thank you so much. We know you're a busy man. You got a meeting at 2:00. Thank you so much for making the time for us.
Thanks for getting me on, man, with you guys, man. I love you guys, man. I love the Niners, what they're doing, and I just hope we can just keep it rolling, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank Thanks so much. Thanks, Roger Craig, former 49er.
Wow, I felt like he can still run the thing.
Caught out the millennials.
Man,
these millennials.
Oh, trying to break his 1,000.
He was... You know what's funny is we had that list of all the nominees, and it's one of those things where, yeah, you can go start looking up numbers, and you'll be surprised by some of the numbers, or maybe you didn't realize somebody did something, but I always just use the feeling, that first feeling you get.
When you hear the
Hall
name?
Hall of Famer? No. Hall of Famer? No. And for whatever reason, maybe because I saw Roger Craig, yes. I have him on the yes. He had a string of years where he was, I think, the best running back in football.
And he's got something that the millennials for sure have not achieved and may never get again, 1,000, and that means something. But Bonte, guys like that, they hold on to that. He said the millennials are chasing him.
He should be a Hall of Famer. You know, another guy on that list that I was having a conversation about Friday night was Ricky Waters. Ricky Waters gets forgotten about because of that play in Philadelphia where he said for who, for what, when he made a business decision and didn't go over the middle of the field. Ricky Waters' numbers and what he did, won a Super Bowl, he's got some Hall of Fame numbers too, man.
I wonder how he feels about it, like if he feels it's BS, because some people are saying, Roger may not be in because the NFC Championship fumble.
Do
you guys think that one play?
No,
that's I don't care what it is, man. It's the whole body of work. Not one play keeps him out. And Roger sounds like a guy that knows he should be in. And it's just hopefully this year will be the year.
Christian McCaffrey this year, I think, is going to go. 1,000,
you think
1,000.
You think that?
You know, he had a bad week too.
I don't know about that though. The reason why?
He's probably the guy. Who else could do it now? In the league. Like, to me, he would be the number one guy.
Christian McCaffrey would be number one.
You don't think Zeke
Saquon
could do it?
Saquon Barkley's up there in that conversation.
He could.
Zeke, he'll maybe go 600 yards receiving and do most of his...
I was
going to
say Gurley, but now he's just...
Yeah, no, not Gurley.
Something's wrong.
Alvin Kamara's maybe another guy who could possibly go 1,000. But the reason why I don't think McCaffrey's going 1,000, because outside of Christian McCaffrey, who do the Panthers have that scares you on offense?
Not a thing.
I mean,
it ain't Cam, besides his hairdo.
No.
Let's go to Tony in Pacifica. He's got a different view of Roger Craig. All right, Tony, we hear both sides here. What's going on, man? Tony, it said Roger Craig, not a Hall of Famer. Orlando, he's in San Bruno. What's up, Orlando?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to quickly chime in on the 49ers victory. It's a wonderful compliment on the coaching staff, putting the players in a position of high probability of being excellent. And I agree that the 49ers did play two games with so-so, but hey, that's what the deal is. Fantastic job on winning on the road. We'll see what happens with the Steelers. The backup quarterback for the Steelers, Rudolph, he moved the ball, but it's looking good for the 49ers, and Drew Brees being out, I believe that opens the last spot on the playoffs for the 49ers.
You know what, Orlando? It's fun. That's what it is right now. It's fun. Don't you think?
Yes, for sure.
No, I just wanted to get you to confirm that. Thank you, Orlando. Really appreciate the call. And some good text coming in here. Our friend Robin, who calls in.
She gave us some love.
Hey, Roger Craig's picture Modeling for Macy's in the Hanes underwear is definitely a Hall of Fame nomination. I do remember that.
I don't.
I don't remember that it was specifically for those companies, but I do you remember that?
I was a teenager. Probably not.
Yeah, I kind of remember
maybe.
That.
Maybe.
Yeah. I kind of remember that.
You guys got a couple years on me.
Yeah. All right.
Not that many, B. I'm playing. Happy birthday. I told him he's in the club.
Is he, did, has he hit the... I don't want to say it out loud,
yeah,
but
no,
has he hit
no.
the...
Oh, no, Bonte.
Oh, no, 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 yeah, no,
you're
no,
not, up
not
there
even
yet?
Close. Oh, okay. Not even close.
So what?
I got plenty of time for that.
Yeah. I was going to ask him, is that a new Niner hat?
It's definitely a new Niner.
Yeah.
It's a new hat. SF hat.
That's a right
had
on
a
the
baseball
table.
Sticker. I had a baseball sticker on here, so...
You know I love it.
Like an SF hat.
All right, when we come back, don't forget, we got Last Call coming up at 1:45. We're going to take a few more of your phone calls, 888-957-9570. How good can the San Francisco 49ers team be? That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
The Niners looked unstoppable on Sunday.
Touchdown for Marquise Goodwin. What a start for the 49ers.
What the greatest of all time, Jerry Rice, had to say on Joe Lo and Dan.
The creativity on offense, you know, what the defense is doing. You know, I don't want to jump the gun, but these guys are looking like contenders.
Listen to The GOAT, Jerry Rice, with Joe Lo and Dibs every Monday at 8:40, only on 95.7. The Game.
Shreve & Company is an unusual jewelry store.
We've been unusual for 5 generations.
Shreve sells only the rare, the exotic, and the beautiful.
The world's finest timepieces.
The world's most exotic gemstones.
The world's most celebrated designers.
And magnificent, flawless diamonds.
If you're looking for something average, we're not going to have it.
But if you want something truly rare,
if you want something fabulously exotic,
if you want something stunningly beautiful,
Shreve is definitely the store for you.
Shreve even has a fantastic selection of vintage and antique jewelry.
Every style from every era. Impeccably one of a kind.
The great-great-grandfather of the current owners told them to sell only the rare, the exotic, and the beautiful.
So that's what we do. Shreve & Company. Luxury timepieces, fine designers, and flawless diamonds.
In Palo Alto, Shreve is perfectly situated in the Stanford Shopping Center.
And the flagship Shreve is at 150 Post off Union Square.
Donate your car to Cars for Kids. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or go to carsforkids.com to schedule a free pickup within 24 hours. Make a difference in the life of a child and donate today. Cars for Kids is also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
In the Bay Area, there are some things you can't predict. Weather, traffic, how your team's going to do this season. But here's something you can count on. USAA Insurance. USAA is committed to doing things right, delivering the savings and award-winning service that you deserve. USAA's intuitive app and innovative technology makes it easy, even with things like filing a claim or requesting roadside assistance. So find out more about what USAA can do for your insurance needs at USAA.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Every once in a while... Bam! Something happens and you need money fast. Well, LoanMe can loan you from $2,600 to $100,000, and the money can be in your bank account in hours. That's right. And since our loans are unsecured, we don't need your car title or any other collateral, just your signature, because we trust you, even if you have less than perfect credit. Sure, the money's a little expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than a payday loan, and you make just one fixed payment every month. And to keep interest expense down, use the money to get out of the jam you're in and then pay it back at any time with no penalties or fees. So take 5 minutes and call 844-3-LOAN-ME or log on to loanme.com for the money you need. That's 844-3-LOAN-ME or loanme.com.
Not all applicants will qualify. Loan approval and terms subject to credit standards. See loanme.com for details. Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender License 603K061.
That's 8443-LOANME or loanme.com.
When you're out and about, don't miss a minute of the action. Stay connected using the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, Xfinity makes it easy with thousands of hotspots nationwide. Join me, Gianna Franco, for Xfinity from the sidelines at 957thegame.com/sidelines.
Are you a property manager looking to improve the look of your property? If so, you need to call MB Jesse right now. Hi, this is Matt Jesse from MB Jesse Painting. At MB Jesse, we are your go-to when it comes to painting or repainting your commercial property. Hotel or retirement center? Definitely. Interior office facility? 100%. Or even your residential property. We can handle it all. Repainting can make your property look amazing overnight. This can really maximize your monthly rental income as well. Make 2019 pop with a new paint job from MB Jesse. We will always surpass your expectations because we are passionate about doing the best job possible. So when it's time to refresh the look of your building, call MB Jesse today at 855-MB-JESSE. That's 855-MB-JESSEE. Or learn more at mbjesse.com.
MB Jesse.
Families. Beautiful, messy, unpredictable things. Some of the closest ones aren't even related. Because family doesn't just mean 2.5 kids, mom, dad, and a dog. Every family is different. That's why Xfinity Mobile created a different kind of wireless network. One that's designed to save you money by letting you design your own data. Now you can share data between lines, mix with unlimited, and switch it up at any time. So you only pay for what you need. No other wireless carrier lets you do that or lets you automatically connect to millions of secure Wi-Fi hotspots and the best LTE everywhere else. Staying in touch with the ones you call family has never been easier. All while saving up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Xfinity Mobile. It's wireless reimagined. Call, visit a store, or go to XfinityMobile.com today. Simple, easy, awesome. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires residential postpay Xfinity Internet. Actual savings vary and are not guaranteed. For Xfinity Mobile broadband disclosures, visit Xfinity.com/mobile.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
From Napa to Los Altos to Novato, this is KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7, The Game. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
That's right, it's a Monster Monday. Brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. And coming up in 45 minutes, and that's 1:45 every Monday through Friday. That's when we turn the conversation over to you and take your hottest topic of the day. We take your hottest take on the hottest topic of the day. And the best one wins a Google Home Mini. We're doing that all of September.
For sure.
So 1:45, we're doing last call. And if you're the best caller, we will get to you a Google Home Mini. Let's get to Dr. Pigskin. Dr. Pigskin's in Novato. What's going on?
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
Good. BFG. What do you guys prefer, BGS or BFG?
Who's got the it doesn't matter? Yeah, we like dime time to the deuce. How's that?
Okay. Now listen, I was pumped Friday, and I'm even more pumped today. You know what was really exciting? A lot of teams are putting up big offensive numbers. So I think the teams that play D are going to separate themselves. And I get more excited about the defense every week. So they're developing this great pass rush in this rotation. And Sunday, you know, the guys who were really in the backfield a lot were the second group, Blair, Taylor, Sheldon Day, DJ Jones, as much as the first group. In fact, towards the end of the game, they had the sideline gal do one of those injury reports, and she said, D Ford, you know, this is blah, 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 he's hurt. I didn't even know he left the game. They were putting so much pressure on. I didn't even notice that. Maybe you guys noticed it. It didn't. The linebackers are so solid, and the corners, Witherspoon is playing better than he ever did.
Yeah.
The two safeties, Reed and Moore. So they have a really solid team, and their offense was just phenomenal. I mean, don't we all really believe that, the coach is miles ahead of most coaches on the play calling and his setups? I mean,
well, they were ahead of Cincinnati. That's for darn sure. Hey, did you win your Dr. Pigskin's in our league, right?
Yep.
Did you win?
Yeah. But one last thing.
No. Did you win your fantasy?
Am I still there?
Did you win your fantasy this week?
No. I did not.
0-2.
1-1 now.
1-1.
Me too.
We're all.
Hey, what team are you, Steiny?
The control room.
We're the back room. Back room control room. I'm in with the back room guys. Yeah, we're 1-1.
When do you play the Waller Street Hustlers, right? Dr. Biscayne? That's when you need to look out.
We won.
I got to look out every week.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
I have a medium team.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Pigskin. Appreciate it.
Forgot he was in the
Not Dr. Hustle. That's Dr. Pigskin.
Dr. Pigskin.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Novato.
Yeah.
Let's keep going with a little fool's gold. And by the way, 888-957.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.